Gloucester History Festival.
Beams in the Blackfriars were donated by Henry III. And
I mean, there's so much great stuff that goes on here. If anyone's not been to Gloucester History Festival.
The Gloucester History Festival special series on History with Jackson.
Hello and welcome back to the History of Jackson podcast. Today we are joined by Vernon Harwood, one of the festival's trustees. How are you doing?
I'm very well, and it's great to see you. It's lovely having you here at Blackfriars, a brilliant venue, a superb venue for a history festival. I've said so many times, if you can't have a history festival in Gloucester, you can't have one anywhere. And if you can't do it at Blackfriars, well, we might as well go up and go home, you know, really sort of pack up and leave. So it's brilliant. It's the perfect place. It's imbued with medieval Gloucester. It's great here.
I think it's an absolutely stunning building. I found myself a couple of times in talks looking at the scissored beams across the top, which I think are absolutely stunning. But you know, you've been hosting and interviewing for some of the talks. Which kind of interview style have you taken to talks of some of the speakers? Because you spoke to Jeremy Bowen, which was a very raw and emotional conversation yesterday.
Yes, Jeremy was brilliant. In fact, 36 hours earlier, he'd been on the BBC 10 o'clock news on a rooftop in Jerusalem, broadcasting around the world, and barely got home before he came here to Gloucester to take part in the History Festival, which was incredible. I mean, it was very emotional, actually. We were talking about his upbringing. We were talking about his childhood. His father had been a BBC reporter in Wales. His mother was a photographer, a photojournalist, and well-renowned. And we talked about that. It was quite emotional for him. And then we got into what somebody later described as the nitty-gritty of the issues of the Middle East. Now, how do you do that in a session that lasts an hour? Well, you can't. But his insight, well, there's no one better, really, in terms of the insight, to tell us really about the complex past and the troubled present of the Middle East. And so a lot of anecdotes, a lot of personal stories, the scrapes, the journalistic scrapes, as well as those as a reporter on the front line. So it was fascinating, and it was a thrill and a joy and a real privilege to spend an hour in his company, yeah.
And it was a privilege to listen to him talk about those experiences and the questions that you had him asking him, getting him to open up about certain parts of his life. But do you get the choice about who you interview here at Gloucester?
We are really lucky here because we have a brilliant programme out. The curator of the festival, Sarah Smythe, is a force of nature. And
totally.
She just manages to pull out, often from nowhere, the most remarkable speakers. And we have, this weekend and in the past, had world authorities. And we talk about the wonderful beams, that scissor brace ceiling in the North Range here, that was put there, gifted to Blackfriars by Henry III. David Carpenter is the world authority on that particular King of England.
Totally.
And to have him speaking on the stage in that building, it makes the hairs stand up on the back of your neck.
It's a beautiful building. And some of the talks that we've had, I've learned so much about different areas of history, which I didn't think I would ever learn about. You know, yesterday we had Nandini Das talking about courting Mughal India, and it was just the breadth of the topics that we have here at Gloucester really helps develop that worldview that we have. But why is it important for us to do that here?
To do it here is interesting because Gloucester is the story of England. The story of Gloucester is the story of England, going right the way back before the Roman occupation. But then, of course, we're known as a Roman city. We've got one of the best cathedrals in the entire world. You've got great sights. When you walk the streets, those famous gate streets of Gloucester, you're walking in the footsteps of our ancestors right through to the medieval period, the Siege of Gloucester. We'll be talking about that this weekend, right up to the entrepreneurs of the 20th century. Just a few miles from where we're standing, a jet plane, or a plane powered by a jet engine, took off for the very first time. And so much more, the vacuum cleaner, something that we don't even think about, we take for granted. Where was it invented? It was invented yards from where we're standing now. It's an incredible place for history and heritage. A Christmas Carol and Scrooge, one of those characters that has gone down in history Everyone around the world knows the character of Scrooge, whether they've read Dickens or not, based on Jemmy Wood, who was a banker here in Gloucester. Then we can talk about the Tale of Gloucester and Beatrix Potter, a real person who traded in the city. So at whatever level you come into history, you don't have to be an academic. Even if you love the great children's books that we were all brought up on, there's a link to Gloucester. One of the finest wooden-framed medieval buildings in the whole of England isn't in Stratford-upon-Avon, it isn't in Chester, they are all amazing, but it's here in Gloucester. Where else? Where else?
I think that's one of the lovely things about coming here to Gloucester History Festival is you feel the history all around you. When you're sitting in Blackfriars, when you're walking down the street to go and get a coffee, you can really feel it and you see it with that gorgeous, beautiful cathedral. But I've got a final fun question for you. Obviously, you've been involved with the festival. You're a trustee. What is your one favourite fact, thing that you've seen whilst being here at Gloucester History Festival?
Oh, see, that's a toughie, isn't it? That's a really tough question. I think everyone involved here likes to think that we're the friendly festival. We have sunshine. Can't say it's guaranteed, but we've certainly got it today. But it's a relatively small site. It's a big team, world-renowned speakers, but it's close-knit and it's close to people's hearts. And it's a great team. You see lots of smiles. There's a lovely grassed courtyard just to my right. And people in between the talks get to sit there. They get to meet the speakers. I mean, where else? For instance, you mentioned Jeremy Bowen.
Yeah.
And there are many others, of course, over the years who we've spoken to, eminent historians and broadcasters and writers and actors. Where else do you get a chance not just to hear them speak from the heart, but then to go and meet them and chat with them? And the lovely thing about Jeremy, which not many people are aware of, after he'd done his session on stage with us and answered questions from the audience so brilliantly, went to the book signing at Waterstones, who've got a temporary branch here, a pop-up bookshop here to do the book signing. He then was intrigued about the next event in the North Range, and so we managed to find him a seat there, and he sat through a talk about 75 years of NATO. So not only was he part of the festival and a guest at the festival, he became an audience member as well. And that's what I mean by the friendly festival.
I love that answer. It really highlights how intimate this festival is, but how much of a community feel it has. I absolutely love it. Now, if people want to learn more about Gloucester History Festival and possibly look ahead to the autumn to get some tickets, where can they go?
Easily the website. I know the team already are working on the autumn programme and have been actually for months. We'll announce it in the summer, but if you go to gloucesterhistoryfestival.co.uk, everything's on there. And a little tip for you, Jackson, and to everybody else, tickets go really quickly here. So if you want to guarantee that you'll be able to certainly be in the first tranche of people getting tickets after the programme's announced, if you sign up as a member of the Gloucester History Festival, you'll get a day or two of priority booking and your chance to make sure that you're in the North Range for your favourite speaker come the autumn festival.
And that really is worthwhile because the tickets went out stunningly fast. But thank you very much for coming on.
Jackson, it's great to have you here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.